This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. In our material, we have cited many magisterial statements to prove that no one is saved without the sacrament of baptism. The canons on the sacrament of baptism at Trent are important references in this regard. Canon 2 infallibly declares that real and natural water is necessary for baptism. Canon 5 infallibly declares that the sacrament is necessary for salvation. Many other magisterial statements, such as the teaching of the Council of Florence, demonstrate that no one is saved without water baptism. In this video, I want to discuss an important admission a pre-Vatican II theologian makes about another passage from Trent. We've referenced this passage many times, yet its force is often overlooked. It comes from Trent's Decree on Original Sin, Canon 4. It includes the following, quote, "By one man sin entered into the world, and by sin death, so that in them there may be washed away by regeneration what they have contracted by generation. For unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." End quote. Here we have the Council of Trent declaring that Jesus' words in John 3:5 are a dogma without exception. This is particularly significant because the idea of, quote, baptism of desire is not compatible with an unqualified affirmation of Jesus' words in John 3:5. Baptism of desire posits that some people can get to heaven without rebirth of water and the Holy Spirit. That's why supporters of baptism of desire must argue that Jesus' words in John 3:5 have exceptions. But as we can see here, the Council of Trent dogmatically defines that the words of Jesus in John 3:5 are a dogma without exception. The same can be ascertained from Session 6, Chapter 4 of Trent, which affirms John 3:5 as it is written. However, for some people, this passage from the Decree on Original Sin will be even more clear. Hence, this dogmatic statement from the Decree on Original Sin contradicts the idea of, quote, baptism of desire. Now we come to the interesting admission concerning this particular passage of Trent by Father Sixtus Carticini, a pre-Vatican II theologian. In 1951, Father Carticini wrote a book called On the Value of Theological Notes and the Criteria for Discerning Them. This book was written for use by congregations in Rome. It was considered to be a high-level work on the matter of the theological notes, that is, on the criteria for determining which teachings are dogmas and which teachings hold a different theological status, such as a dogmatic fact, etc. The book contains some problematic statements which are a reflection of how modernism was building before Vatican II. However, here's what this theologian, who is considered to be a top pre-Vatican II expert in the area, says about the Church's dogmatic definitions on particular passages of Scripture. This work is only in Latin, so we will provide the relevant translation. He first says, quote, "Particular texts where the Church has defined that such is the meaning are few," end quote. In his view, there were few texts of Scripture concerning which the Church has dogmatically defined the meaning. He gives only the following examples. A. Romans 5:12 concerning original sin. B. John 3:5, which we will discuss. C. The words of institution of the Holy Eucharist. D. John 20:23 with regard to confession. E. James 5:14 with regard to extreme unction, and F. Matthew 16:16 and John 21:15 concerning the papacy and the primacy of jurisdiction. According to Father Sixtus Carticini, whose work was used before Vatican II to instruct Roman congregations, these are the only texts of Scripture concerning which the Catholic Church has specifically dogmatically defined the meaning. We believe there are more than this, but this is what he says. The second example he gives is John 3:5. On this point, he says, quote, B. From John 3:5 there is established the absolute necessity of baptism, and that real and natural water is necessary for baptism. Council of Trent, Session 5, Canon 4, Denzinger 791, 858, end quote. This is very interesting. According to him, it's dogmatically defined that baptism is absolutely necessary and that real and natural water is necessary for baptism. To demonstrate this, he cites Trent, Session 5, Canon 4. That's the passage we cited earlier. Carticini admits that this is a dogmatic definition of the Catholic Church concerning John 3:5 and one of the few passages of Scripture, in his view, about which the Catholic Church has specifically defined the meaning. So this pre-Vatican II theologian teaches that Trent's affirmation of unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, is a solemn dogmatic definition. Well, obviously, if it's solemnly defined that you must be born again of water and the Holy Spirit to get to heaven, then no one can be saved by a, quote, baptism of desire, which doesn't provide rebirth of water and the Holy Spirit, as everyone admits. Baptism of desire supporters might, of course, try to respond by focusing on the word necessity or necessary, and by arguing that necessity can be spoken of in various ways. But they are completely missing the point. This sentence from Session 5, Canon 4 of Trent, which cites John 3:5, doesn't use the word necessary. It affirms the words of Jesus in John 3:5 as a dogma, without exception. And that's not compatible with the idea of baptism of desire. The second reference Carducini gives, Denzinger 858, is to Canon 2 of Trent on the Sacrament of Baptism, which anathematizes those who say that real and natural water is not necessary for the sacrament. Moreover, as we've mentioned before, the word necessary in Latin and in English typically means required, essential, or unavoidable. In context, necessity could be qualified. But when something is said to be necessary or of necessity without qualification or exception, especially in a dogmatic decree, that means that it's absolutely required, essential, and unavoidable. That's the case in Trent's dogmatic canons on baptism. This is proven by Canon 2 on the Sacrament of Baptism, which declares that real and natural water is necessary for the Sacrament of Baptism. Obviously, that does not mean that real and natural water is necessary in most cases to perform the sacrament, but that there are exceptions. No, it means that water is absolutely required in all cases to perform the sacrament, as even, quote, Baptism of Desire supporters admit. Thus, it follows that necessary in Canon 5, which declares that the sacrament of baptism is necessary for salvation without qualification, is used in the same way. But as we've shown, the passage in Session 5 on Original Sin dogmatically defines that no one gets to heaven without the sacrament of baptism, and it doesn't use the word necessary in the sentence that cites John 3:5. It thus proves the point that no one can be saved without water baptism by declaring the words of Jesus in John 3:5 as a dogma without exception. So, this is another example of how we can prove our position on baptism not only from the dogmatic texts, the encyclicals, but also from the admissions that pre-Vatican II theologians make about aspects of this issue. Other examples would be how they admit that no one can be subject to the Roman Pontiff or the Church without the sacrament of baptism, but you must be subject to the Roman Pontiff and the Church to be saved. They also admit that no one can be one of the faithful without the sacrament of baptism, but you must be one of the faithful to be saved.